Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Success Team call. It's Monday, January 7th, 2019. We've got a brand new call day and time. This is our Thursday call starting on Mondays now at 6 p.m. It'll take some adjusting and just three tips that I want to share with you in helping your team get plugged into this new day and time. Number one is get them on our newsletter. So you can go to gy3successteam.com and have them subscribe to our newsletter, and that way they'll get an email reminder of this call every Monday, and that will help a lot. Number two, they can text the word GY3NOW to 81010, and that will get them on our text reminders. And those of you who are on the call probably got a text reminder. We did one at 30 minutes, and then one right now will go out letting people know that the calls, and it gives the phone numbers and everything for it. So that's a great – it takes a little bit of time to get your team on it, but once they're on the text reminder service, you've got a constant reminder to them of the call. And then third, and probably the most important, is call. Call your team. You know, a half hour before this call, you should be on the phone with your team promoting the call. So it's not just notifying about it or informing them about the call, but it's promoting the call to them. But we've got a fantastic call lined up. This is our first call of 2019. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner, Platinum Executive Director from Boston, joining us on the call live. We've got Mr. Chris Corley, just got back from Las Vegas, and we had many of our associates out there at the Las Vegas event, and he's going to share some insights he took away from that event, and I appreciate each of you for being on the call tonight. Happy New Year. I might have mentioned that, but it's in my notes, so I just want to tell you that. As I said this morning on our business solutions call, I think if it's within the first week, you can still say that. So Happy New Year to each of you. Before we get into the month of January, let's jump back real quick to December, and let me give you our top 10 recruiters for the month of December. Just super proud of every one of these individuals. Number 10, Anna Markova from right here in Tennessee. Congratulations to you, Anna, on a great recruiting month. Kimberly Cobb from Texas coming in at number 9. James Jackson from Florida at number 8. Shannon Williams from North Carolina at number 7, and Seneca Hester from Texas also at number 6. And then here's the top 5 recruiters for December 2018. Frank Merritt from Washington in the top 5 there. Congratulations to you, Frank. Melissa Garrett from Texas. Boy, Texas showing up strong. And Carla Lewis Green from Florida. And then Mr. Michael Dagan, fairly new on the team, the number 2 spot for recruiting last month, with 4 personal recruits, really tying with Richard Miller from Kansas, both fantastic guys there, with 4 recruits also. So congratulations to every one of you for being a top recruiter last month, and we've listed the top 20, I believe, on our Success Team website now, and those emails are going out to recognize people that are in those top recruiters' positions, and congratulations again to each of you. I also want to make mention of our book of the month. It's a book that I'm really excited to read. It's called The 4-Year Career by Richard Brook. Now, this comes highly recommended by Mr. Jim Tanner. It's one of the key books that fundamentally helped him build his business to what it is, one of the largest organizations and successful organizations within Legal Shield. And I'm super excited to – I have not personally read that one, so I can't say a whole lot about it other than that's our book of the month. And, you know, I don't want every book of the month to be one I've already read several times, so I'm excited about this. I've already ordered them. I ordered for them for my associates here in the office as well, and I'm super excited to read it and hear the reviews, and I'm sure Mr. Tanner will talk a little more about that tonight. I want to go right to Cookeville, Tennessee here to Mr. Chris Corley. Chris just returned from the incentive trip that Legal Shield provided in Las Vegas with him and his wife. And Chris, we appreciate you being on the call tonight. I'd love for you just to share with the team some of the insights that you took away from Las Vegas.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Riches, for inviting me to be on the call. I mean, this when you invited me to speak on the call, I was thinking, you said, you know, no more than about 5 minutes. I'm not quite sure how you condense a weekend like that in Las Vegas. I mean, myself and my wife, we'd never been to Las Vegas before. So, you know, they flew us out there, all expenses paid. I mean, they put us up in the penthouse. You know, all of the Legal Shield associates were on the top two floors of the MGM Grand Hotel. And, I mean, I take up all of my 5 minutes if I talked about the accommodations. The only thing I can tell the dean is they had to spend countless millions of dollars on that performance club getaway in Las Vegas for us. You know, and I'd never seen Cirque du Soleil. Wonderful show. It really isn't, it's not even like watching the show. We really experienced that show. But anyway, like I said, I can really talk about the accommodations and the food and all that. I mean, they don't leave anything for us to want on those trips. So it was really a privilege for my wife and I to be there. But what I really want to take the rest of the time just to briefly talk about was on Saturday morning for about 3 hours, they had it, and they said it was optional for us to go to a training. And my wife and I, we talked about it, and we said, I think we'd like to go. We had heard that a lot of people from the Platinum World Council that were scheduled to be there weren't going to be there for reasons, for family reasons, and there was a person that was ill and whatnot. But, you know, we went, and they had a wonderful round table of people from the Platinum World Council, Larry and Mary King, and they did a training as well with Mike and Steve Molina and John Hoffman, and they did a wonderful, very focused training on what it was like before they actually became a part of Legal Shield and what it took for them to become Platinum. And each one of them said, you know, please don't get it misunderstood and think that the minute we signed up that we were making $1 million a year, you know, or we were Platinum executive directors. And they talked about what their situation was before Legal Shield. A lot of them had done failed businesses before. A lot of them, weren't where they wanted to be. But they talked about the focus that it took for them to get there and the actual daily activity that it took for them to get there. And it just reminded me of what I used to have and what I didn't even realize that I had sort of lost throughout the months and being in the business. I was looking at my November, and I said, my November and December, it's not really what I wanted it to be. And I started to just blame, you know, circumstances on why I wasn't where I needed to be. And when I was at this training, what was hammered into me through the 3 hours was none of these people that were consistently Platinum executive directors. They never looked at their situation, and all of them were pretty dire circumstances before they got into the business. But they never looked at their circumstances and blamed outside circumstances for why they weren't meeting their goals. They all were laser-focused on exactly what it was that they needed to do every single day. And I tell you, when I listened to that and I listened to their dedication and I heard them talk about their dedication and their goals and what they did, I mean, you know, Mike Molina talked about he slept on the floor. He wasn't going to sleep in his bed until he hit his goal for that month, or when he hit that goal, then he would get back into the bed. And he said, you know, you don't have to do that, but that was what I did. You know, that was the type of dedication, laser-focused dedication of why I'm a Platinum today. And I still have goals. Larry King, Platinum Executive Director, he says, I've been in the business 35 years. I'm 70 years old. I just turned 70 years old, and I still have laser-focused goals that my wife and I are going to hit this year. When I came back to Cookeville, I said to myself, I looked at my wife and I said, this is what I needed. This is what I need to do. I need to refocus and get back to having that laser pinpoint focus in my business and get those goals down on paper. And every single day we have to hit those goals. No excuses, not blaming anything, any outside factors on those goals. It's all in my hands. And today I signed up two agents and one, paid Legal Shield associate, just today. And then I looked in the mirror and I said, that's what was missing. It was that laser focus that I'm just so grateful that I got being on that Performance Club trip. So I just wanted to get on the call and just share that with you guys, and thank you for the invitation.
Awesome, Chris. We're glad you're back in the saddle and working hard. I know you've set some big goals for the month of January. Appreciate you hopping on the call and sharing with us tonight. A couple things on events coming up real quick. Last week we did our first Cookeville briefing in about 5 years, and we had a little technical issue, and I apologize for that. Jim and I tested it out beforehand with no problem at all. But the problem is that the video link we were using required you to be an associate and logged into your back office. We didn't know that because when we tested it, we were an associate and we were logged into our back office, so it worked. But we have set up a YouTube live channel, and so we're ready to go this Thursday. So we're going to kind of take two on it. And I've added two letters in your AMS prospect email and also your AMS agent emailer. And you can use that AMS. We're working on developing the TMS and the new site, but for the time being, you can use that AMS. And there's those two letters, and it has the new YouTube link in it. Now, if you go to the YouTube link right now and try and watch it, it's a live event. And it'll tell you it's scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Central Time this Thursday. That's when the briefing will start. But we're going to do it one more time and let you all participate via, you can listen to it on the Facebook, not on the Facebook, but on the YouTube site. You can also send that email to your prospects and your team members and encourage them to plug in as well. And again, whoever promotes the most gets the most people exposed. And I think the briefing, I was a little rusty too. This was my first one in quite a while. But I'll be better next week. And in a month when we do it again, I'll be even better. So I'll get better and better and better. And I'm excited to be able to use this type of technology and this type of platform to share briefings all over the country. But it doesn't replace going to your own briefing every single week. And I hope that you're doing that. I hope you're attending a local briefing. But we'll have that up, and we'll put a banner also on our Facebook site so that you'll have the YouTube link that you can send people to. But I've added an email template in the prospect emailer as well as the agent emailer, so you can use those to promote that event. One other, of course, big event coming up is our Dallas convention, the International Convention. We've only got a few tickets left at that discounted $69 rate. The rate for Legal Shield is going to go up on this weekend. So, again, make sure that you're registered. Make sure that you have your ticket. And it's a great time to book your airfare and lock everything down. You do not want to miss the Dallas Convention on March 28th through the 30th. The things they're going to be announcing and rolling out there is a big game changer, and we want to make sure that you're a part of that. One other thing I wanted to mention is next Monday on this call, I'm really excited about this, we're going to be rolling out a couple new tools that will be awesome and really help you build your business to the next level. So again, take advantage of getting on these Monday night calls, and next Monday is going to be probably the most important call you could be on. So be sure that you and your team are participating on that call. And I've got one other quick announcement before I turn the call over to Mr. Tanner, and that is regarding the MAD bonus, the MAD bonus. This is really important, what I'm going to say. So if you're not paying attention, focus real quick, because this is really important. This should be, and I really believe it will be, one of the biggest recruiting weeks that we've ever had this week, from today through Saturday at midnight. Here's why. they've doubled the MAD bonuses. We talked about that, right? We announced that last week. I guess we didn't have a Thursday call, but you are hopefully aware that the MAD bonuses, the MAD bonuses are doubled, which means that if you have a new associate and they go out and sell their first membership, and this is within their first 20 days, that they get a not a $25 bonus, but a $50 bonus. And you as the sponsor get a matching bonus. You get a $50. If they go out and get their first associate, they get a $50 bonus, and you get a $50 bonus. So that's the double bonuses. Here's what's important. If you recruit someone as a Legal Shield associate before Saturday at midnight, they qualify under the double bonuses. They'll have still 20 days. They'll have till the end of January plus a few days, but for all purposes, just say till the end of January, to get their first member and first associate. And they'll still get the double bonus as long as their associate agreement is processed by Saturday. Okay, so that to me is really exciting because it allows us right now, starting tomorrow morning, Tuesday, to really focus on getting as many associates as we can positioned, and they can get that double bonus. It's an extra $100 for them. It's it takes that $180 level up bonus to $280. Can you believe that? Chris Coyle and I were talking today. He's like, I can't believe that they're paying $280 on a person leveling up plus your commissions, plus the commissions, and then you as a sponsor get a $280 bonus. Isn't that crazy? You get a $280 for helping a person level up plus the overrides on their commissions. I've never seen that. So take full advantage of that. Let's get as many associates as we can plugged in right now before Saturday, midnight, central time. You probably ought to place them. If your placing option is on manual, you need to place them before midnight because they need to be showing in the system by this Saturday. And let's hit it hard tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to get as many as we can. I think we could meet our last month's recruiting numbers by this Saturday, the 12th. So that's where we want to really push hard, get as many people as you can. And again, it's not just an advantage for you getting an extra $100. It's an advantage for them getting $100. $100 to you might not mean a whole lot, but $100 to a new associate can really make a difference. And so let's really share that information, get as many people as positioned and in as an associate as we can this week. I'm excited, looking forward to joining you this Thursday at the Cookeville briefing. We'll have the YouTube link correct, and everything will be fine, I'm sure. And we appreciate your patience from that last week. I'm really excited to turn the call now over to Mr. Jim Tanner, our Platinum Executive Director, joining us from Boston. Mr. Tanner's got a very important topic he's going to train on tonight. And Jim, congratulations to you for an incredible 2018. I know you've got some massive big goals for 2019. Your team is exploding. Things are happening. We appreciate you taking some time away from your family and from your team and sharing with us on the call tonight. And I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Riches. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for finding the call and paying close attention and getting plugged in. Welcome to the new Monday nights in your life. I'm excited. I hope you're excited as well. I want you to know, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be talking about here in a minute, but I've got I'm in my new studio that I'm building. A lot of you know that I'm building a studio. Coffee with Jim returns very soon, as soon as I get this studio totally assembled. But I've got a big screen in here now, and I've got our GY3 Facebook group up on the screen because I love feedback. See, it's, you know, in the old days when we had these conference calls, the only thing we could do was kind of yell into the darkness. You know, we didn't know who was on the call. We didn't know who was listening to the call. We really only knew after, from the feedback, if somebody said, hey, thanks for that call, that information, or they said, hey, I was on the call. That kind of thing helped us. But as speakers, as trainers, we feed off of energy, and this is not an entertainment forum. This is an education forum. So what I wanted to let everybody know was that I have our Facebook group up on a big screen. I can see it. I can see it beautifully. It's not distracting me. It's not like it's my little phone screen. And I'm looking at that, and I've made a post. I put a post in our on the Facebook page right before we started the call. It says, Team call is starting right now. Comment below if you're on the line. If you're not driving, if you're somewhere where it's safe to do so, this is a full participation training. So what I would enjoy from you is if you went in there and just commented under there, and I'm going to be asking for some other feedback. Greg Warren is on the call. Sue Clay is on the call. Maggie Newton, Michael Dagan is on the call. Roger Jones is on the call. Find your way into the Facebook group while I get started on my topic this evening. Let me define to you what success is going to be at the end of this training. Here's Lenore is on the call. Thank you, Lenore. So here's what success is at the end of this training. Here's how we will have achieved what I wanted to achieve tonight when I am concluding this call, is if you can leave this call knowing exactly what the top earners, what the top income earners, what the people with the biggest teams in Legal Shield are doing, if you know exactly what they're doing and you have that game plan, that blueprint to go and do it yourself, that will be success. Now, I want to make sure that I'm clear about that. That does not mean that by knowing and not executing on that information, you will have success. Like, it won't accidentally happen. You've heard me say this. You don't become a six-figure income earner or a millionaire in the profession of network marketing by accident. Bill Sharon's on. Welcome, Bill. It doesn't happen by accident. Bob Nissom, thank you for joining us. So the blueprint is exactly what the top earners do. It's not a secret. It's not kept from you. Whether you're brand new or you've been here 30 years, we don't give you a different set of a playbook. It's the same for everybody. The difference is execution. Now, the difference within the execution is really important too, because there's some people who are going to hear this training this evening and they're going to say, you know what, I already knew that. But I would say to you, well, show me your results so far, because knowing it is not enough. There's going to be people who are going to hear this training tonight and already know the things I'm going to talk about. You've heard me say it. You've heard other people say it. But then there's going to be people who hear it tonight, and it isn't the first time they've heard it. It's a reminder, refresher. It will be the moment when their desire to have meaningful, momentous change, like total transformation in their business, their desire for that will connect with the fact that they will fully realize they have the ability to get what they desire. And I want you to understand, There are people that just don't know that they have the ability. At the end of tonight's call, you're going to know you have it. Now you're going to make a tough choice after that. What are you going to do with it? That's the choice. Elizabeth Kuhn, welcome to the call. Ms. Danzler, welcome. Maggie, Aretha Play. Oh, everybody's tagging each other. Okay, see, they're interactive. Now, I want you to go back in there, and I want you to comment if you believe that you personally, with the right playbook, with the right information, can have all of the success in the world that you want to have with this specific Legal Shield opportunity. If given the playbook, that you, because you have the desire, you're willing to unlock your ability, that if I just give you what you need to know, you can go and execute on that, and 2019 can not be just another year in your life. It can be the year in your life. Let me see it in the comments. I want to know who's passionate about total transformation in 2019. All right. Yes, thank you. Okay, everybody. So I'm going to give you the playbook. I'm going to give you what I've done, what Mark Riches has done, what everybody who stood and walked the stages at Legal Shield have done. It all boils down to the same thing, but you have to attack it with $1 million ferociousness, not but with a playing small or a minimum wage approach. I promise you, this is what we do. And then on top of that promise, I will promise you that if you choose to do it consistently, it will reward you. First, let me talk about the four-year career. I gave you all that built up about what I'm going to talk about tonight, and that is coming in just a few moments. But I have my copy of the four-year career in front of me. Now, it's a new copy. This is not the copy that I read that changed my life. And I'm going to tell you why it changed my life in a second. But because that copy I gave away this copy that I'm holding, I will give away. I buy these books to give them out. I love it. I remember when Adam Thompson came and stayed with me, and he was pulling books on my bookshelves. I've got bookshelves on three floors of this house in multiple rooms, all the stuff that's transformative in my life. And what I get to say is just take it. I don't say borrow it. I don't say read it. I say take it, especially if I know that it's someone who will read it. And then I just replace it. And that's the great thing, is these books are not expensive. They're very affordable, and I just make sure that I've got more coming in. But this copy is fairly brand new. If you're the next person to visit my house and you pull it off the bookshelf, I'm going to tell you, just take it. On page 10 of my copy of Richard Bliss Brooks' The Four-Year Career, he says the following nine things. He's talking about why network marketing income offers huge advantages. Now, in the book, before he gets into this little list, but a list is great for a call like this, before he gets in this little list, he talks about the four-year career program versus the 40-year career program. Now, either one is fine. I have people that I love and respect that did or are doing a 40-year career. But if you would like to have an alternative way, if you'd like a four-year career instead of a 40-year career, if you could get to the same result or better in 4 years instead of 40 years, I want you to comment in the Facebook group, four-year career, right now while I'm going to go through this list. I want to see it popping up in there. I want to see four-year career from all the people that are on the call that can safely do that without endangering them or anybody else on the road. Okay, network marketing income offers huge advantages because, number one, you can build it part-time and anytime. See, when I was going to get started in the business of insurance, I had no money. I had a $400 a week job, two jobs actually that equaled $400 a week. And the insurance profession said I needed to quit those jobs, travel out of town, stay in a hotel. Now, they were going to pay for that, but put me in a hotel for 3 weeks of my life to teach me, train me, prepare me for my license, get licensed, then back. And then I was going to have to go and earn income on commission. I'd never done that before. And I just couldn't do it. Now, you could say I wasn't brave enough, I didn't have the courage, I didn't believe in myself. The reality is, as much as I wanted it, I couldn't, I was frozen in that. But network marketing allowed me to start part-time. Legal Shield said, we will take you, we will meet you where you are, even if it's spare time. And for me, it was spare time. Let me see some more of those four-year careers. Look at them in, look at them come in. All right, everybody. Number two, you can build it from anywhere, any city, totally virtually. I just think that's incredible, and it's more real today than ever before. When we all have more technology on the rectangle in our pockets than they use to put a man on the moon, and we can communicate in the blink of an eye, we can communicate so quickly and so efficiently that we often take it for granted. I want you to remember, as Chris Corley was talking about Larry King 30 years ago, that the height of technology was the idea that they could take this giant, heavy, plastic VHS tape, bring it to your home, and let you see a presentation for the very first time in the comfort of your home. And that expensive, but otherwise portable in the eyes of people 30 years ago, that expensive way of recruiting, people built multiple million-dollar businesses. And now we often will get frustrated because we can blast out a link to a video to hundreds or thousands of people in the blink of an eye, and yet it doesn't come back. It doesn't have that same result, because we take for granted that it's still a business of people, but that we can use technology to build it from anywhere, in anywhere. I remember all of the places I've been. I remember doing this team call, and I was in Costa Rica on a mountain. I mean, we can just build this business anywhere. Number three, you can launch it for $500 to $1,000. You know, some people say, why does it cost money to get started in the business? But when you start recruiting, and you start recruiting quality people that are driven and motivated and want massive change in their lives, they'll say, why does it cost so little? And in the case of our Legal Shield business, you know, they're talking generality in the book, but in the case of our Legal Shield business, $99 allows you to become a Legal Shield associate. And number four, what Richard Brooks says, what do you get for that money? You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Meaning your company, in our case Legal Shield, will do all the heavy investing, heavy lifting, product development, the legal groundwork, the customer service aspect, the data processing, the banking, the sales training, the marketing, the branding, even creating social media presence. for all of us. Number five, you have business partners. Those above you in the network in terms of seniority and lineage, our upline, people like myself and Mark Riches and so many others that we respect and we listen to, they have a vested interest in your success. Somewhere in your team, someone is making it work, and they want more than anything to teach and motivate you to make it work for you. See, I recognize that in this business model immediately, because I understand a lot of people got excited when they joined their business that they could build a downline, but I was immediately excited that I would have an upline, because I never had an upline before. I didn't know any successful business people, and I immediately realized I would be positioned in a way that it was to their advantage to help me and pour into me. That is powerful, and that exists in our opportunity. You can create enough tax deductions alone each year to make it worthwhile. That's number six. Number seven, you can learn while you earn. Isn't that great? That you don't have to come up with hundreds of thousands of dollars and then hope that you can figure it out fast enough that you don't go out of business while you're trying to build your business. No, you can learn this business while you're making money. You can create cash flow from month one. And with the MAD bonus, think about the power that we have to create cash flow for our newest associates from sale number one. The commission, of course, if the whole opportunity was the commission, it's a tremendous opportunity. And for Legal Shield to pour fuel on that fire with a $50 bonus to say, right now, if you take action right now, if we can teach you to be urgent now, we'll pay you more money. Because we know if we can teach you to be urgent for $50, that we can then teach you to be urgent for thousands and tens of thousands and all along the way, helping to protect families and build this business. Number eight, you can earn an extra $500, $1,000, $5,000 or more a month, every month, to invest in the traditional options of real estate and equities. You may not be able to appreciate, I couldn't early on when I was just trying to pay my bills with this income, but the compound effect of being able to take this revenue and then not to buy things with it, but to invest it in other assets that throw off additional revenue, which you can then invest in other assets that throw off additional revenue. And then you know what? You can buy everything or toy or go on every trip and experience that you could ever want, and you couldn't keep up with the income. That's the possibility of the business you're in. Number nine, with time and success, your income will be produced for you by hundreds, perhaps even thousands of people, each pursuing their own success. This creates an asset income, meaning it could go on forever, regardless of whether you are working hard at it or not. A pure asset income creates an asset. It creates net worth. That's just one page. That's not even the whole page in the four-year career. I hope I just inspired somebody to go out and read it. Let me tell you why it impacted me so much. As you read this book, we'll talk more about it throughout the month of January. As you read it, you will hear how the four-year career works. And what was so fascinating is when I first picked up this book, it's such a captivating title, The Four-Year Career, written by a network marketing master. I said, I have to read this book. And as I was reading it, it was as if he was describing the very 4 years that I had just experienced. And that's how I knew that he knew. But why is that important to you? Because it's not a coincidence. It's because the four-year career is everyone's 4 years. It's how it works. It's about finding the leaders and understanding the math behind what makes a network distribution model succeed. And understanding the difference between success and failure, as defined by so many of us, what is success and what is failure in network marketing, is not luck or chance or happen or whatever happens to you. It's not external focus. It's mostly not understanding the simple daily disciplines that build this business and not understanding the goals. And you're going to learn how to find your four leaders and how to help them find their four leaders. And over the course of the four-year career, if you follow that book and that model, along with what I'm going to outline for you this evening, you will be the one teaching this class 4 years from now, and you'll be teaching it by also talking about the 4 years you just had. And I'm telling you, it is as simple as that, but it won't be as easy as that. If you're still in the Facebook group and you're still with me on the call and you're willing to do what's not easy but what is simple, I would love to see it come up on my screen. Everybody type the word simple. Simple, simple, simple. I want to see it on the screen. I want to know that I've got students here this evening that want to do this and want to have it. And here they come. Look at that. Okay. Simple from Elizabeth. Roger. Oh, boy. Okay. No, right. Yeah, keep it up. Let's go. This is the kind of energy I want. Now, there's people listening to the replay, and they're saying, this is confusing. All you got to do is listen to my words. If you're listening to the replay, my words are important, but I wish for you to listen to my intensity and enthusiasm for you. This is a year of total transformation. Like for your business, the reason I'm so excited to have this conversation with you this evening, for your business, this is the equivalent of like, and it doesn't matter what your particular fitness level is, but I just want you to think about it. This is like if your goal was weight loss. This is not the plan to lose 5 pounds. This is the plan. This is the program. This is the game plan. This is the playbook to lose hundreds of pounds. Right? It's that dramatic of a difference. Because there's people who all the time are coming to me and they're saying, I want a six-figure, a multiple six-figure business. I see it. I see what's happening in Legal Shield, and I want it for myself. And I just, here's what they say over and over again. They say, Jim, if you just tell me exactly what to do, I'll do it. This is what they say. They say, if you just tell me exactly what to do, I'll do it. If you tell me what you did, I'll do it. And I'm not the only person who's had that statement thrown at them. Every leader in this company, every leader, every professional network marketer has had people say, if you'll just tell me what to do, I'll do it. Now, the truth is, the problem is that it's just not true. Most people won't do it. And we do tell you exactly what to do. And tonight, if you will engage with me, I'm going to take you through the tour of how I built my four-year career, how I built a passive multiple six-figure income, passive only meaning that I don't have to do anything to keep that portion of my business consistently bringing in income, which allows me to focus all of my business attention on growing that number each and every day. And I'm going to teach you the playbook right now. I hope you're ready to learn. Number one, and this is what Legal Shield calls the 10 core commitments. Number one, start each day the right way. And for those of you that, as a matter of fact, since I've got so many people interacting with me, watch this. This is the power of live. This is the power of Facebook. Boom, there's the PDF. I just added it as a comment in the group. And that will take you to our gy3successteam.com page. So you probably have to be logged in. If you're not logged in, to click on that link. But if you're logged in, click on that link, and you're going to have it. And Maggie Newton and Peter Note and everybody on the call, with Stanzler, Mike, Luz, and congratulations, Luz, for being on the call this morning or for winning that incentive this morning. This is what it is. It's the 10 core commitments. It's easy to do. It's easy not to do. It's easy to be inconsistent because you think that the 10 core commitments is about incremental change in your business. But when you realize that it's about monumental shift, total transformation of your business, only then will you commit to it and do it every single day. Let me take you on a tour and give you my own insight, having now done this well and poorly over the course of 15 years. Done it well, done it poorly, done it okay, done it inconsistently. That has happened over the last 15 years. If I had a time machine, I went back, I would be more core from day one. Number one, start each day the right way. Alicia Thompson, this past Saturday morning in our what we call the Radical Empowerment Summit, which I know many of you attended that either live or you caught the replay. That was a phenomenal four-hour event, and she talked about personal affirmations. She did this incredible training on goal setting, the to-do list. I mean, if you weren't part of that, let me just give that a plug. Go to radicalempowerment.org. And you can access 4 hours of training, $200,000 ring earner Alicia Thompson, $100,000 Legal Shield ring earner Christine Manning, just incredible people. My wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, not only a PhD assistant professor at Boston University, but also a platinum executive director. And then outside of network marketing, just incredible. Catherine Thomas, who is a CEO of this huge company called Animar, an environmental company, and she launched a nonprofit called Yoga for Change, and she's the executive director of that nonprofit. Oh, and Jackie Anderson, who's worked for Simmons, J.D. Power, Forrester Research, and all these incredible women, entrepreneurs, six and multiple six-figure income earners, millions of dollars earned amongst these powerful women every year, and they all did that summit to raise money for Yoga for Change. So for a $45 donation, you can get the 24/7 replays of all of that. And I'll tell you, each one of those people that did a training that I just talked about, each one of those is worth 10 times that. You get them all for a small donation to Yoga for Change. So, but again, Alicia Thompson just made me think. And Alicia, hopefully you're plugged in with us tonight. You did so great on that. It was so awesome. But you've got to know where you're going from the beginning in the morning. Like, you can't just laze around a day. And I know we're busy. I'm not talking about watching television or playing a video game. I'm talking about acting like you're a beach ball in the ocean, just getting blown around by the wind and the waves without direction, reacting to what happens around you instead of being proactive. So you have to have your affirmations in place, set goals every day. Now, again, capable to do it, easy to do. Yes, you can do it, but there's people that won't do it, and they miss out on the abundance that comes from this business because of the simple things that seem like it couldn't possibly make that big of a difference. And I know in my own personal business, there's been times that I did this consistently and I would win, and then I would fall off and I would be inconsistent and I would lose and I would not realize why I lost momentum and why things were not going as well as they once did until I would examine how far off of these commitments I had become. Number two, I want to talk about these. Some of these I'm going to spend more time on than others. Stay connected. Again, all simple things. Now, you're connected right now. You're plugged into our team call. Of course, Legal Shield does the leadership show, which they broadcast out on various platforms, whether it be Facebook or live stream. It's nearly impossible to miss it. They do an email that comes out to all of us on Sunday evenings. So we can be plugged in easier today than ever before. The information moves with the speed of light, and it's available to us on every potential platform. But we still have to choose to be connected. You know, that email can come out on Sunday, and you can open it, read the first line, say, I'm going to get back to it later, and just let it get buried by the 50 to 100 other emails you're going to get. Or you can take some time, have the focus on being core, and read the email. I know that they spend significant time, energy, and resources to produce that email, that newsletter. You don't have to produce a newsletter for your team. You don't have to spend half of your day or a full day of your week writing an email, pulling all that together to send it to your team. All you have to do is be plugged in and have your team plugged in as well. Number three, exposures every day. And this is a place I'm going to spend a few minutes. I want you to ask yourself a tough question. Just ask yourself this question. You don't have to answer it in the Facebook group. Just ask yourself this tough question. Maybe write this down on a piece of paper in front of you. How many people today ran the bases, were exposed to the Legal Shield opportunity, and it would benefit you and your business? Now, that might mean you personally had somebody, one or two or three or four people, watch at full exposure, whether it's Brian and Darnell, whether it's one of the briefings like Mark Riches did on Thursday, whatever it is, a full exposure, full information on the extent and the power of the Legal Shield opportunity. How many times today did you or did somebody in your team have somebody go through that? And then the rest of that question is, are you happy with that number? See, if you were on my webinars recently, we talked about this. I learned that I didn't have to be good at closing people or overcoming objections. I didn't have to be the best person on the telephone or the most comfortable or smooth in my communications if I had the most people being exposed to the business. Because that exposure would allow the people that were easiest, the most willing to sign up, the most ready and capable of getting started, that exposure, that volume of people seeing our information would result in new people joining the team. And isn't it interesting that that's exactly what has happened? So I'm never happy with that number. I respect what we've built so far, but I would never suggest to be complacent, not with so much work to be done, not with so many people that have never heard of the Legal Shield opportunity or the service, not with so many companies that have no idea that we could walk in there and protect their company, their owners, the owners' families, the employees, and all of their families, they don't even know that we exist. And the only way to grow your business is exposures. I would suggest to you that that is the skill you need. Exposures, the consistency of daily exposures. And if you are seeking duplication, we talk about that a lot. I can promise you this. Exposures only duplicate when you are doing exposures. The speed of the leader always determines the speed of the pack. I suggest to you also, in doing your exposures, you take this great advice from Brian Carruthers, and that you recruit loudly. Share your stories of new people joining your team. I'm so glad that Chris Corley mentioned when he was talking tonight, he has a new associate on his team. That is the right thing to do. We want to celebrate and cheer that on. We want to be making sure that every day all of us are reminded that people are joining Legal Shield and they're excited about joining. They're joining and they're getting to work and they're joining the match streak and getting their bonuses. They're getting leveled up and getting their level up $180 bonus. They're becoming executive directors. They're growing. That the money is real. It's being paid by Legal Shield. That the product is real. It's protecting families across North America. And that people join the business, because we can sometimes get very convincing to ourselves that because someone's not joining my business, that maybe they're not joining the business. But I can promise you this. Every day, Legal Shield is welcoming new associates to the business. That may not be the reality in your team, but we can change that by being core. Number four, attend the weekly briefings with a guest. Now, I love to spend some time on this. And I've had people many times say this was a light bulb moment for them. Because here's what we often see happen with this number four of the 10 core commitments. Attend the weekly briefing with a guest. I got to stand up to talk about this. This one fires me up. I hope you get fired up about this too. See, we do have a virtual business. But we are in business virtually, which means we don't have the overhead and the constraints of traditional business. We don't have to worry about those types of things, but that doesn't mean that we are seeking an environment where we no longer participate as humans in our Legal Shield community. We need our community. It's often said that some weeks you need that meeting. You need the reminder that other people are having success. You need the feeling of having somebody happy to see you. And sometimes that meeting needs you. It needs your success. It needs the week that you just had that you bring in the door. But so often, because if you read the document, it says attend the weekly briefing with a guest. And here's what happens in our business. And it's been a challenge for me, and it's been a challenge for many of the people I work with, that we define success, wait, not even success. We define whether or not we're willing to attend and be core based on whether or not we have a guest to bring with us to the meeting. Now, I'm going to put the light bulb on here in a second. I want you to understand what I'm saying. We have people across the country that are going to choose to not go to their briefing this week because they don't have a guest to take with them. Now, this even is counter to some of the communications you might get from Legal Shield, where you feel like they're saying you really don't need to go or you shouldn't be there if you don't have a guest. As if it's a punishment for you that you shouldn't be allowed in without a guest. But I want you to understand that the word is guest. It is not prospect. So we all read this quickly, and we think to ourselves that guest is prospect. And we say to ourselves that, well, my job is to bring a prospect to the meeting so they can see this information and then join the business. But if it was prospect, the document would say prospect. It would say attend weekly with a prospect. But it says guest. And let me help you with that. A guest could be a lot of people. A guest could, true, it could be a prospect. But, you know, 20 years ago, when the information was not so readily available, it was often the only way that a prospect could get the full presentation. But now, there are so many ways for us to all educate our prospects and give them the complete overview, all of the details that they need to know to make an informed decision that they don't really need, nor do you, to rely on the meeting for that presentation. It's actually really about confirmation. So guest might mean prospect, and that's great. It could be someone that you've exposed. They've watched the Brian and Darnell video, and you invite them to meet some of the local team that will be part of their support team. Meet some of the people who've had success in the local market. Just meet the other people so they can see that there's a community that goes along with this incredible opportunity. Guest also might mean your new associates. And often it does. One of my favorite guests to bring to the briefing is people that I've got involved in the business in the previous 7 days. They've joined over a cup of coffee or over the internet. Sometimes it's the first time we get to meet in person, but they are still my guest at the briefing. I remember when my spouse was my guest at the briefing. I remember when my sister and my mother and my grandparents were guests at the briefing. Guests, not necessarily prospects. People that I was sharing what I was doing, the opportunity, the people. I was participating in the community, and I was helping to add to that community by having other people participate alongside of me. So redefine what it is to succeed in being core and attending your weekly briefing with a guest, but make a commitment to your briefing. We know a 52-week commitment is about shooting for the moon and landing on a mountaintop. We understand that there are going to be things that keep you from the weekly briefing. As a matter of fact, here in the Northeast and other parts of the country, we will encounter ice and snow that will make it really hazardous, dangerous, and ill-advised to travel to the meetings. And on those weeks and in those events, that's why it's so powerful that we have things like live streamed briefings. And here in New England, we do a weekly live stream briefing. And of course, Cookeville, Tennessee, you're going to experience another live stream briefing. So we have opportunities to come together, to recharge our batteries, to reinvigorate ourselves, to make sure that we understand the power of the opportunity we have, to be reminded throughout that week, even on the off chance that we can't do it in person. Bring your guest. Show up to the weekly briefing. Number five, invest in yourself and your team. I think about all of the training and the opportunities we have, whether it is a book or it's an opportunity to send a recognition plaque. New plaques are just absolutely beautiful. But are you investing in your team? Or are you hoarding income, commissions, and overrides because you have this idea that there's scarcity in the marketplace? I can promise you this. The best investment I make in my business is in plaques, rewards. And sometimes that investment is an investment of time, a call, just picking up the phone and saying, great job. Now, many of you are wishing to have that. You don't have a team yet. And I will refer you back to number three and to get your exposures to a consistent daily rhythm. But make sure that you're mapping out goals with your team and game planning with them. Make sure you're listening to personal development, and that you're plugged into the things that can help shift and change your philosophies and the way you think. I would love to have some more suggestions, and if some of you that were part of Radical Empowerment this past weekend, anything that you'd like to share in that Facebook group, books, personal development trainings, things that have meant the most to you, share them with the rest of the community so we can all have them together in that group. And I'll tell you, that Mark Riches gave me, while I'm watching that screen light up, Mark Riches gave me this incredible gift of the introduction to Mr. Jim Rohn, because I'd never heard and would perhaps without this business never have encountered Jim Rohn. And that led me to Tony Robbins and Bob Proctor, and it led me to John C. Maxwell and so many others. And isn't that the experience that we want for everybody we care about? The power of not just changing our finances, but changing everything, total transformation. Number six, attending the Super Saturdays. Bill Sharon and I were just having a conversation about the big Super Saturday in Atlanta coming up this weekend. And if you go to LegalShieldCalendar.com, find the Super Saturday, the January event in your marketplace. Many of them have been moved to 4 p.m., and by moving to 4 p.m., they're hoping to appeal to even broader group of associates and their guests to participate in the Super Saturday events. These, again, I just want you to think about this. We go into international convention like Dallas, like Mark Riches was talking about, and we have every top producer and top income earner in the company on that stage training in one place. But then for the rest of the year, they break out and travel, take time away from their business and their families to come to your marketplace and train in this intimate environment where you can learn from them and ask them questions, get your picture taken, just feel what it's like to be around the people who literally sizzle with electricity for this opportunity. Don't miss out on that. Don't neglect this part of your business. Don't think that there won't be something there that you need to hear, see, feel, or experience, because those types of decisions, although they seem small, those are the things that are keeping you from the success that you say you want. And number seven is the convention I just talked about. In Dallas, Texas, we will come together as the largest gathering of Legal Shield associates ever in nearly 50 years. Now, this is a company who has had to honor and say goodbye to its pioneers, including Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher, including Dave and Bev Savula. And they were instrumental in, even if you never met them, were never in the same room with them, never heard them speak, they were instrumental in the business that you and I have today. Now, we can't go back in time and have those experiences anymore. But the leaders of our organization today and the pioneers that are still with us will walk that stage, inspire, train, educate, and help everybody who's willing to show up. The ultimate expression of showing up for your business is being in Dallas, Texas. And you may be saying to yourself, I don't know, maybe you wonder this. Do you ever wonder why we would ask you to leave your home market where you're doing business, where you're writing memberships and recruiting associates, get on an airplane, have that cost incurred, so lose revenue, incur costs, go out of your market, and go into a room and not sell memberships because every one of those 10,000 people already have a membership, they're already an associate. Why would we put you in that situation, in that state? Well, we do it because it's what absolutely drives the business. And the more people that you have with you in Dallas, the bigger your 2019 will be. That is not theory, because this is not the first time we've had a convention. Every year, your business grows from big event to big event because you and the people that you bring with you make big decisions, have big moments, have the connection, the light bulb, if you will, at these big events. Number eight, retain your members. Write good business. At the heart of what we do, the reason this opportunity is incredible and credible is because at the center of what we do is a real product that protects real people, that has real value, that does not have competition, okay? There's other network marketing opportunities. Let's not pretend there's not. But there is nobody that can promise you that you are engaging in something that can make the world a better place. This is that opportunity. Equal access to justice is worth the work. But throwing memberships out there to satisfy a performance club or executive director is not a future for you or for our business. Write good business. Educate your customers so they know how their membership works. Have them download. It's so great today. You know, we went from a plastic card, an idea, a concept of legal access to this incredible value proposition that we are laying on the same phone with Netflix and Uber and Lyft and Airbnb and everything that people use every day, the remote control to your life. And Legal Shield is right there too, but only if you and I do our job and make sure that that app is on their phone, that they're logged in, and that they know the power of using it. Number nine, because I am out of time, find a workout partner. Find somebody that will hold you accountable. Have somebody that you can be tough with them and they'll be tough with you. Make sure that you, before you make a long-term commitment, that you know that this is the person for you. And I could do an entire hour on the power of having somebody to run with and having somebody to compete with in a friendly and favorable way, and also the power of mentors. Choose to follow the people that not only know what to do, but are willing to teach it. Now, make sure you're not following people that are willing to teach it, but don't know what to do. Look, we have history. We have legacy. We have incredible people that have stood the test of time alongside of the company, that have earned incredible incomes, but more importantly, have left a legacy of a team of people that earn incredible incomes. That means it's not just that they know how to make money, they know how to coach and teach and mentor. Follow those people. Watch carefully what they do. Model the way they talk, the way they act, the way they approach their business. And you won't ever have to worry about whether or not you're getting good advice, because the people that have done it in this company are so willing to share it. But remember and be careful, the people who haven't done it are equally enthusiastic about being willing to share. Take good advice from real mentors. Number 10, double your business 1 year from now. Here we are, it's January, and I'm going to tell you, in the blink of an eye, in the snap of a finger, you are going to experience this incredible fast year. The years go by faster every year, and it will be a moment's time, a blink of an eye, and we'll be talking about 2019 as the year that was. I have, for the last several years, made this warning in January and reminded you as it came true in December. This year will not be different. It's January. We are here at the precipice of incredible transformation in your business. And I won't apply goals to you, but I hope you have a goal to earn a six-figure income, even if you don't need the income. Just to prove to others around you that it can be done, to lift them up and enlighten them, to give you more to give, to give you more energy and enthusiasm, to give you more options. I hope you have a goal to be a millionaire in this business, because you cannot earn income in Legal Shield without helping people. You can't earn income without helping your fellow associate in your downline to grow their business. You can't earn income without protecting families. It's the only way we get paid, helping people. Have big goals. When I came to this company, the 10th core commitment said, be here a year from now. Isn't it interesting that we have decided to be more bold and more audacious than to just be here, to just exist for 12 months, for 52 weeks, to just continue to breathe in and out is not a big enough goal for what we have ahead of us, for the world that is around us, for what is possible with this opportunity. And doubling our business for some of us is not enough. So if you're brand new, you're going to need a bigger goal. For those of you that are earning a six-figure passive income or a multiple six-figure passive income, I want to remind you and help you by holding you accountable that we promised ourselves bigger than that too. That we're not going to get complacent at $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or $400,000 a year. That this is not the time to get good at golf. This is not the time to rust in a hammock. This is the time to build on the momentum that we have coming in. This is the new year, but we are not spectators. We may have taken a moment and watched the ball drop, but we are not going to keep watching as the year progresses. We are going to impact everything around us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the playbook. I know many people want it to be more complex than this. They want it to be more magical and mysterious than this. This is the business you're in, the 10 core commitments. This is the guidelines. This is how you know if you're building your business with intensity, intentionality, and integrity. This is all you need to know. But now that you know it, you have to execute on it every single day. Thank you so much for joining me on the first of our team calls on Monday evenings in the new year. And thanks for you, for those of you who participated in the Facebook group as well. I wish for you an incredible 52 weeks of 2019, and I'm excited to see each and every one of you in Dallas, Texas in just a few short months. And right back here, after we celebrate an incredible week, we'll be right back here to celebrate it as a team next Monday evening. Thank you, and good night.